Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
Adonai, from the rising Jordan. Abraham had waited for his promise to come to pass. He waited 75 years, 76, 77, 80, 85, 90. Then 99, God showed up as El Shaddai. When God reveals himself as El Shaddai, he's about to bring some things to pass. Somebody shout El Shaddai! glory shall come in. It seems to be the pattern that the Spirit moves, and then the Word comes. The Spirit introduces the Word. We're just going to raise this alarm, announcing that the King of Glory is here.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your shaking our community. We say, lift up your head.
Hallelujah. Lift up your hands, Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu. From I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries, we welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Join me this morning as we say the Lord's Prayers and Concerto together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, power and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. We acknowledge your presence. We pray, pay reference to you. You, your way in this service. You have your way in our lives. Take preeminence in every area of our lives. Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us, teach us. We honor you, Spirit of the living God. Breath of God, breathe on us. Breathe on this service. Breathe in every area of our lives. Breath of God, breathe on us. We need you every second, every minute, every hour. Breath of God, breathe into every situation. In our lives, Almighty God, breathe in every single second of this month. Because of God, breathe on ourselves, breathe on our tissues, breathe on our organs, breathe on our systems, in our bodies, in our physical bodies, in our spiritual bodies. Breathe on us. Breathe on me, breath of God. Breathe on us, breath of God. Spirit of the living God, breathe on our children. Breathe on our grandchildren. Breathe on us, Spirit of the living God. Breathe in this service in the name of Jesus. Breathe on us, the living God. Breathe on us. Oh, Holy Spirit, touch us. Let us feel your tangible presence in our midst. Holy Spirit, we need you every second. We need you every hour. Holy Spirit, we need you every minute. When we try to make it on our own, we cannot. We need your breath. Breathe on our life fast, Holy Spirit. Breathe in our situation, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, breathe. Breathe on us. Breathe on us. Holy Spirit, breathe in the lives of our children and their grandchildren. Breathe on court cases. Holy Ghost, breathe on us. Breathe on us, Holy Ghost. Breathe in our situation. Holy Spirit, unless you do it, our labor is in vain. The Bible says, your word says, unless the Lord builds a house, our labor is in vain. So, Lord, we need you to build our homes, our houses, so that the Holy Spirit, you, Holy Spirit, that continue to live, dwell within us. The house should be built after the pattern like God gave us. Not after our own pattern, but after the pattern of the kingdom. Oh, Lord, there should not be no cracks in the foundation. Oh, God, and if there is, we ask you, Lord, Father, to repair those cracks. Father, we want to do exactly what will please you. We want to keep glorifying you and keep praising you forever and ever. Breathe on us, breath of God. Make us free. Release your glory. Release your anointing. Release your power. When you breathe, you cleanse us. When you breathe supernatural, every DNA. Oh, we receive your DNA. Oh, God, let us be a reflection of you, oh, God. Let not our wills be done, but your will. You surrender, breathe your strength on us. Breathe your wisdom on us. Breathe understanding. Breathe counsel. Breathe might. Breathe knowledge. Breathe wisdom. Breathe reverential fear of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we come boldly to the throne of grace. And we ask you for mercy. Mercy, when you breathe, all the impurities come to the top. Cry out to you this morning for mercy, mercy, mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, oh God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. Be merciful unto us. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we cry out for mercy. Your mercy on you every morning. Have mercy on us, O God. Have mercy. Be merciful unto us. Be merciful. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We soak our nieces and our nephews in the blood of Jesus. We soak our destinies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our spouses, our children, our grandchildren. We armor on each and every one of us this morning. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to send your holy angels to be with us, to guide us and protect us in the name of Jesus, to war on our behalf in the name of Jesus, to do your biddings in our lives. Send your holy angels, oh God, to do your biddings in our lives in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the mighty name of Jesus. Kuria masetria, kuria masetria, kuria masetria, kayanese. Kuria masetria, kuria masetria, ko. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless you, oh God. Thank you this morning for fresh oil, the fresh anointing, the fresh oil poured from heaven. Your oil, your fresh oil upon us. Not the oil from yesterday, but fresh oil, oh God. Fresh oil, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Oria kaya sandere koromosotere. Hallelujah. Rama sanderia kuria setere kuria mokoyanese. Fresh oil, fresh anointing, oh God. You make your ministers a flaming fire. Make us your flaming fire, oh God. You are holy. You are righteous, oh God. Uproot everything in our lives that does not bring glory and honor to your name. We only want to do what is pleasing to you, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you, Almighty God, Abba Father, that you be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us, O God. Be a wall of fire around our children and a glory within them, O God. Be a wall of fire around our spouses and the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory within them, oh God. Be a wall of fire around my husband and the glory within him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around my grandchildren. Be a wall of fire around my nieces and my nephews. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around my children. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around us, oh God. Glorify yourself, oh God. Glorify yourself, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, we call on the name of Jesus. We need you, Yeshua HaMashiach. We need your grace. We need your mercy. Breathe on us, Jesus. Breathe on us, Jesus. We need your breath on us. We need your breath on us. In the name of Jesus, we breathe in our atmosphere. Breathe on us, O God. Fill us with life on you, O God. So that we may love like you love, O God. Oh, and do what you do, O God. In the name of Jesus. Breathe on us, O God. Breathe on us, O God, until our hearts are pure. Breathe on us, O God, until our will is one with yours. Breathe on us to do and to endure. Breathe your strength. Breathe your wisdom. Breathe on us. Breathe on us, Almighty God. Breathe on us, Jesus Christ. Breathe on us, the Holy Ghost. Breathe on us so that we shall never die but live with you the perfect life. Oh, God, live with you the perfect life through eternity, oh, God. We shall live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, God, when we die, we don't want to be separated from you, oh, God. We do not want to be like Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden when you told them they would surely die. They did not realize it was separation, separation from your presence. We do not ever want to be separated from you. We do not ever, ever, ever want to be separated from you. We cannot make it. I cannot make it. I never, 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 never want to be separated from you. From now through eternity, I always want to be with you, Jesus. From glory to glory, hallelujah. From glory to glory, hallelujah. On earth, in heaven, forever and ever, my soul do not want to separate from you. So, Lord, I want to do what is right in your life, in your sight. I want to live a life of holiness and righteousness through Christ Jesus. I want to do all that you asked me to do in the name of Jesus. Lord, there are times things are hard, but with you, all things are possible. Help me to love as you love. Help me to forgive as you forgive. Lord, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you've been good to me before I was even and put together in my mother's womb. You've been good. You will always be good. I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. How I love you, Jesus. How I love you. When I remember your goodness, Lord, I love you. I remember your goodness. Lord, I love you. I remember your goodness. Oh, God, oh, Lord, when you came into my room at 9 years old, oh, God, how, Lord, it was by 3 a.m. in the morning, I received a visitation from you, 3 a.m. in the morning, just at the age of 9 years old. Oh, Jesus, you walked into my room. I could see your reflection, and you warned me to get out of that room. Oh, you said, get out, danger is ahead. Oh, God, I recognize you. I recognize your presence. Oh, Jesus, you warned me. Oh, yeah, my son, today I call you listen. What the enemy meant for bad, Lord, you woke me up that morning, 1969 July, oh God, you woke me up, and you warned me, oh God, in the name of Jesus, what was about to happen, what had been mandated in the kingdom of darkness, but Lord, you stepped in, you did not send your angels, you came yourself. That night, 3 a.m. in the morning, and you warned me, oh God, and I pay heed to your warning. That's why I am alive, preaching the gospel, teaching the gospel, praying the life of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, I thank you. You kept my divine purpose and destiny. Every time the enemy came to kill me, you stepped right in. join me. Hey, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. You are the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Lord, your purpose will be fulfilled in my life. Your purpose, oh God. I'm not here for my will. I'm here to do the will of you, Almighty God. So, Lord, I surrender once again to you, and I say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Each and every one listening this morning. Those that are not just listening, that they are a part. They're not sleeping, but they are a part of what you're doing. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's look at the book of Exodus. Good morning to those of you who's just joining. This is something that we're going to take our time and do for the rest of the month of September, or maybe through next week, the Lord, we have it. Father, as I bring your word, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross. All of you, Almighty God, and none of me. Let your word come forth, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. Exodus 19. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. But they were departed from Rephidim, and were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And God and Moses went, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thou shalt say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me. Above all people, all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. And an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear what I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go unto the people, and sanctify them today, and tomorrow let them wash their clothes, and be ready against the third day. For the third day, the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set about unto the people round about, saying, take heed to yourself that ye go not up unto the mount or touch the border of it, whosoever the mount shall be surely put to death. There shall not an hand touch it, but he shall. There shall not an hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether it be a beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet sounded long, they will come up to the mount. And Moses went down to the mount unto the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, be ready against the third day, and come not at your wives. And they came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightning and a thick cloud upon the mount and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp, hallelujah, to meet with God. And they stood at the nether part of the mount. And the mount and Mount Sinai was altogether a smoke, because the Almighty God, the Lord, descended upon it in fire and smoke. And there standing as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long, and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. And the Lord came down upon Mount Zion, on the mount, upon Mount Sinai, on the top of the mount. And the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount. And Moses went up, and the Lord said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord your gates, and many of them perish. Hallelujah. And let the priests also, which come near to the Lord, sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses said to the Lord, the people cannot come out to Mount Sinai, for thou chargest us, saying, set bounds about the mount and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee. But let not the priest and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down unto the people, and he spake to them, meeting the Lord. The thing I want you to realize, we meeting God time. And we take these things for granted. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. You just cannot just enter into the presence of the Lord just like that. Hallelujah. Yes, the veil is broken, but you must have reverential fear, honor, and respect unto the Lord. You got to have reverence him. He's not, like my mom used to say, that's not your equal. He's not your equal. He's not my equal. He is God. He is our creator. Hallelujah. You know, there are times in our relationship with our children, we can become friends with them. Yes, but there's a line that is drawn, and they cannot cross that line. We are their parents, so they know we are their friends, but most importantly, we are their parents. Hallelujah. We must realize that God is our Father. Yes, your father can be a friend, but you've got to respect him as your father. And do not take him for granted. He gives rules and regulations, and we got to abide by what he wants us to do. Hallelujah. You do not want to be consumed by the wrath of God. You want to stay in his will and do the will of our Father. Hallelujah. If he's your friend, you will do the will of our Father. If he's your father, you will do his will. When he says do, you do. When he says don't do, you do do. You don't have to give explanation to nobody. You owe it unto the only the Lord. So this month of September, this is a month that I will give you divine instruction on getting yourself ready. Fasting, pray, consecrating yourself. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Gloria Masanderiaco. And we're not going to wait until January to fast for 2023. No. We're going to start fasting now. When I say now, not today. But we got to cleanse ourselves. We got to be sanctified, cleansed, washed. This is no time to play. The enemy has already mandated stuff. And whether he did it or not, we can cancel it through the authority of Jesus Christ, and we cancel it right now. In the name of Jesus, every satanic plan and agenda against our lives and against our destiny. And we superimpose God's plan and purpose for our lives. Get ready. Next week, we will go what it means, sanctify, separate yourself, subject yourself, unto our Lord and Savior, our Master, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, thank you for the word, sanctify, consecration. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the shifting. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. For your presence make me whole. And I'm sure make those that I hear whole. So, Lord, we thank you for your divine will be done. We thank you for breakthroughs. We thank you, Lord, traveling mercies for those that are traveling this weekend. Lord, I pray that you keep everyone safe. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We bless you, oh, God. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we end this day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. May the earth never swallow us, our ministry, or our destinies, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the earth help us and work in our favor, in the name of Jesus. Let the earth support us, and you increase to us by all means, in the name of Jesus. Father, make us to walk in the high places of the earth, eating up the increase of the fields, in Jesus' name. Give us the strength to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock, in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we command our blessings down to the earth to be released right now, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, who have reckoned us to be prosperous in our lives and ministry, in the name of Jesus. Let our heavens be opened up this day in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind every prince of Persia and rebuke every hindrance in the spirit realm, preventing our heavens from opening in the name of Jesus. By reason of open heavens, grant us divine visions, Let us be unhindered on a daily basis. Let your good hand rest upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Master, under open heavens, let the Spirit begin to move in our lives in unprecedented dimensions in the name of Jesus. Release us the richer overflow of your reigns upon our lives and ministry today in the name of Jesus. Under open heavens, grant us open revelations and let varieties of assorted blessings begin to come our way from now on in the name of Jesus. When the heavens come down and visit us, O God, let the mountains melt as wax in our lives. Do incredible things that we didn't even ask for. Let our heavens remain continually open in all seasons in the name of Jesus. We seal these prayers with the word of God, the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, oh God. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful and a blessed day. Blessed and safe weekend. God bless you. Bye-bye.